Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy, and you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's morning in the Gibbs home. The morning after Penny Gibbs returned from New York with the strange Barry Smith, whom she found ill and penniless in a rooming house in the city. It's morning, and young Nora Williams is just starting breakfast when a voice says,
"Good morning."
"Oh.
I'm sorry, Nora. I didn't mean to frighten you."
"Oh, that's all right, Mr. Smith. I just didn't see you there, that's all."
"Well, I wasn't here a second ago. I just this minute got into the doorway. My, you look pretty this morning."
"Thank you."
"And you looked pretty last night."
"Thank you."
"In fact, you probably make a habit of looking pretty, don't you?"
"Mr. Smith, I look the way I look because that's the way I look, and there's nothing I can do about it."
"And I wouldn't want you to change the way you look if you could."
"Thank you."
You're angry, aren't you?"
"Not a bit. I'm just busy. I have to get breakfast ready."
"Well, I'd help. I mean, I'd offer to help, only I know I'd be more hindrance than help. I never was much good around a kitchen."
"Have you ever been around a kitchen?"
"Well, not much. The odor's always bothered me. But this kitchen smells good. Or is it you?"
"It's bacon and eggs."
"Bacon and eggs? Oh, is that what beautiful young girls are wearing this year?"
"That's what this young girl is cooking."
"Oh.
I suppose you'll care as little for bacon and eggs this morning as you did for meatloaf last night."
"Oh, about last night. I'm sorry."
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"Well, I spoke out of turn. I didn't mean to be rude about you or about the food. And I think you were both wonderful."
"I'm sure you did."
"Believe me, Nora, I didn't understand. You see, I'd never been in a house before where the servants ate with the family."
"Believe me, it doesn't matter, Mr. Smith."
"Oh, but it does. It matters a lot. Maybe I should make amends by calling you Miss Williams. See, Miss Gibbs set me straight about you last night. I know you're not a servant here, but
Mr. Smith, if you don't care to be friendly with me as a servant in this house, I don't care to have you friendly with me under any circumstances."
"Wow. That's telling me, isn't it?"
"Well, I'm very sorry, but that's exactly how I feel about it."
"Look, I don't blame you. I'm a heel and a snob, and I know it, and anything you say is justified."
"Mr. Smith,
Go ahead. Say it."
"No, it's all right, Mr. Smith. Let's forget it."
"Okay, but I gave you your chance. And I warn you, I may not be so full of remorse again for a long time. Honestly, Miss Williams, I'm sincerely sorry about
last night."
"Please
forget it."
"You can forget it. I wish you would, but I won't forget it until I've made it up to you some way. And in the meantime, though, may we be friends?"
"Sure we can."
"Will you shake on it?"
"Shake on it."
"All right. Say, That's a cute little giggle you have there. Oh. Anybody ever tell you so?"
"Uh-huh."
"Wow. Anybody special?"
"Oh, Crickets is he special."
"Oh, big man, huh?"
"Oh, he's just super."
"Sounds like the real thing. What's he like? Anything like me?"
"Mm-mm. Just the opposite of you."
"Whoa. Hit again."
"Oh, Crickets, Mr. Smith, I didn't mean it that way, honestly."
"Sure, sure, sure. I know you didn't. You just mean He's a regular fella, and I'm not.
Well, I don't know enough about you to know if you're a regular fella or not.
Well, I'll tell you from first-hand knowledge, I'm not.
What makes you think you're not?
I know myself pretty well.
Do you, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Freddie says it's impossible for a person to really know himself.
Well, then, let's say I know a little about myself. I know where I'm wrong.
Oh, well, that should be wonderful. If you know where you're wrong, you know what to do about it.
Yes, but you have to want to do something about yourself first, Nora. I may call you Nora again, may I?
Oh, crickets, yes.
Good.
Well, what do you mean you have to want to do something about yourself? Oh,
well,
the eggs are ready,
hmm?
Mr. Smith. Will you have these?
Oh, no. You go ahead, Nora. I'll tell you what. I'll have a second batch.
No, now you have these, and I'll make some more for myself.
All right.
Bacon?
Is it crisp? I mean, I'm sorry. I'll take it any way you serve it.
Yes, it's crisp. We like it that way, too. Now, come on, you sit right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coffee?
You bet.
I, turn the eggs over because that's the way I like them. Do you like them turned over?
Oh, always, always.
I'll bet you never had them turned over before.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't. But if you like them this way, I'm sure that I like them this way, too.
The salt and pepper's on the table just in front of you.
Okay, thanks.
And now coffee?
Yeah.
A full cup of coffee or just half?
About three quarters. I like it heavy on the cream.
Okay. Oh, cream's in the pitcher right there.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Hmm?
About that question.
Oh, yes. Well, you see, what I mean is, I know what's wrong with me, but I don't want to do anything about it.
Why not?
Well, because I've gotten along the way I am. Mm-hmm. And say, eggs turned over are okay, Nora. I think I'll have them this way from now on.
Oh, please, Mr. Smith, you don't have to like them just to please me.
Think I'm just trying to make up for last night, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sincere. Believe me, I'm sincere.
Well, if you are, you don't have to say it.
You can see right through a guy. Say, how old are you, anyhow?
17, and don't call me a child.
That's the last thing in the world I'd call you. Honestly, these eggs are great. Anytime you want to come to my house to cook, you just say the word.
Where is your house, Mr. Smith?
In town.
Oh. Well, then, why did you spend the night here?
I wanted to. Or, well, to tell you the truth, I just didn't want to go to my house last night. And, you see, Miss Gibbs was kind enough to ask me to spend the night here.
Oh, I see.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, didn't think you did.
I guess it isn't right to ask, but, well, why didn't you want to go to your own house last night?
Well, that's a long story, Nora.
Still early in the morning.
I'm sorry, kid, but this isn't the kind of story to tell at this time of day.
Is it a bad story?
Well, it depends.
Depends on what?
Who you tell it to. Now, you might think it's a bad story. Some other person might think it's an interesting story, and still others I've known in my time, might think it's a good story.
I don't understand.
Good, I don't want you to.
You don't want me to know anything about you, do you?
Not yet. You don't like me as it is. I'll be poison to you when you find out all about me.
Why?
Oh, I just will. That's why.
Well, you live here in Rossville? I mean, you've lived here before?
Yes, a long time ago.
Well, where'd you live?
Same place I live now.
Well, where's that?
Ah, that'd be telling. Yes. It would be telling more than just where I live.
Why would it?
Well, because it'd tell you who I am, too.
Oh, I know who you are. You're Barry Smith.
Well, you keep on thinking I'm Barry Smith for a few days. It'll be better for all of us. I'll be back to see you next week and tell you who I really am.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Oh, morning, Miss Gibbs.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Good morning, Nora. I see you two have made up.
Oh, sure. We're friends.
I want to apologize to you, too, for the way I acted last night.
Look, if everything's all right with Nora, everything's all right with me.
It was all just a misunderstanding, Miss Gibbs.
She's a forgiving young lady, Miss Gibbs, or... Oh, there's poison in these eggs.
Now, look, you and I have an appointment to keep this morning, Mr. Smith. Now, I've made all the arrangements. We're to be there by 10. I hope that's all right with you. Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Carlton.
Good morning, Penny.
I'm a few minutes late, and I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it.
That's quite all right, quite all right. Sit down.
Well, wouldn't you like me...
Sit down, dear, sit down, please.
All right.
Tell me, where did you find him?
In a rooming house on the east side.
Well, I mean, how did you find him?
Not sick, but not well. He was more frightened than anything.
With reason, with good reason.
I think so.
And when you told him?
When I told him, he didn't believe me at first, Mrs. Carlton. I couldn't convince him when I was in his room, even after I showed him the IOU I'd brought for Mr. King.
Mr. King was arrested just after that, wasn't he?
Yeah. And I'd better tell you all about that, too.
You don't have to, my dear. Your friend Freddie Lang came to see me yesterday and told me all about it. I should have been angry at the way your friends tried to interfere in your work for me. But I understand their motives. They thought you were in danger, and you were. But everything's worked out all right, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, I think I'd better tell you before you find out from someone else. He spent last night at my house.
He was in Rossville yesterday?
Yesterday afternoon, but he didn't want to come right here. He wanted to go to a hotel to rest, to think about it.
Oh, yes, of course. I suppose that's very natural.
Well, anyway, I thought he'd be more comfortable in my house. I had to tell him a few things before he came here.
It was right for him not to come here last night. But he's here now?
He's waiting in the hall.
Have him come in. Or doesn't he want to?
Oh, yes, I think he does.
Well, go to the door and ask him if he'll come in. If for only just a moment.
Mrs. Carlton, I'm sure he'll come in to stay with
you. If for only a moment. Just a moment.
Will you come in now?
She'll see me?
Of course you will.
All right, Miss Gibbs, I guess you can be trusted.
Go on in. I'll be out here in the hall if either of you want me.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, looks as if I'm home again, I guess. I hope you're glad to see me, Mother.
Oh, Barry, my son. My darling son.
So the mysterious Barry Smith is actually Barry Carlton, the wealthy Mrs. Carlton's son. What kind of trouble has he been into, and how will his appearance in Rossville affect the life of Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Make plans right now to treat your family to a roast or steak dinner. Get Kroger quality beef, the beef you can buy with confidence, because it's the very best beef currently available. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. Remember, Kroger quality beef, the very best beef that you can get right now, is obtainable only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And not only is Kroger quality beef a tasty buy, it's also a thrifty buy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is priced to save you money. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Be with us again Monday, same time, same station, for the thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.